Great to be joined by Justin McCormick. Now he'll be opening up for Rodney Atkins coming up on Friday night at the Jefferson County Fair. And Justin, I guess, is it fair to classify you as an up-and-comer?
I'd say so. I mean, I've been doing this country music thing ever since I was little, but it's just this year that I really started getting out on the road, opening up for artists, and it's been a really good time. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Are you 17 now? Did I get that right?
Yeah, but I'm 17 years old.
So when you talk about ever since you were young, a lot of people do consider you still young. So when'd you get started?
So growing up, like ever since I could talk, my grandpa plays steel guitar in a local country music band. And so we'd be down in his music room, and we'd go through the whole Brad Paisley Time Well Wasted album. He'd bring his band lights down there, and we'd pretend like we were playing in a little bar. So I've been singing ever since I could talk. And it's actually cool, too, that I'm opening for Rodney, because I remember him recording his single 15 Minutes off the radio on a little cassette player, so me and him could sing it over and over again. So it's really cool.
That's great. Well, what other acts have you opened up for?
So earlier this year, I opened for Dylan Scott out in Kansas, and then Josh Abbott Band this weekend, and then Rodney next weekend. So
that's great. Has country music always been kind of your favorite type of music?
Oh, for sure. Just the way it makes you feel, and the writing has always been so cool to me. How it really moves you in a way that pop music doesn't, I feel like.
And you're working on your own album right now, right?
Oh yeah, I had the best time working on my debut album. It's actually sitting on SoundCloud right now. It hasn't been released on iTunes and Spotify yet. But I had the best time working on it. I got to work with some of the most talented people in Nashville. Jimmy Yeary, who wrote I Drive Your Truck and was nominated for a Grammy for it. He wrote Anywhere With You for Jake Owen. I had a co-write with him, and he was impressed by what I brought to the table. So he actually pitched a song to me of his that was able to go on my debut album. And so it's a three-song EP, so I'm really excited about it.
Are you going to play those three songs then coming up on your concert?
Oh, yeah, they're all going to be in the set.
And are you going to have some covers too?
Oh, yeah, you got to mix in the covers. I'll definitely be doing some of my favorites, you know, Barefoot Blue Jean Night, Jake Owen, some I Like It, I Love It by Tim McGraw. You got to put in the fan favorites, you know.
Who's going to be playing with you? What band will be behind you?
I'm actually going to do acoustic with my guitar and also have backing tracks behind me.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be you on the stage.
Yeah, but only me.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You said that your three songs are on SoundCloud. Are they accessible? Can people go listen to them, or do they have to wait for the release?
No, you can actually listen to them before the release on SoundCloud. If you go to my website, JustinMcCormickMusic.com, there's a listen button where you can go to find the SoundCloud link.
Okay, and how about the wide release? When's that going to happen?
We don't actually have a date on that right now. We're still in the process of getting everything together. So,
sounds great. Where else are you headed this summer?
After the Rodney Atkins show, I'm doing some local stuff, and we still haven't announced the rest of the stuff for this summer yet.
Would you compare yourself to anybody, any other country music singers?
One of my favorites has always been Dierks Bentley, just because his live show is so high energy. And I've also been a huge Jake Owen fan, just because he's so free and easy on stage.
All right, sounds great. It'll be Justin McCormick opening up for Rodney Atkins in a concert, and that's coming up Friday night in Hillsboro at the Jefferson County Fair. Looking forward to seeing you, Justin. Thanks for your time.